"Hush, Sancho," said Don Quixote, looking back across the plain. And he explained that the same magician who had robbed him of his books and library had turned the giants into windmills to deprive him of his victory. "But in the end," he added, "my sword will prevail over his black heart." Sancho helped him back on poor Rocinante, whose shoulders had been thrown out of joint, and they rode on. By this point, it was time to eat. Don Quixote had lost his appetite, so Sancho ate alone, digging into his saddlebags, raising a bottle of wine to his lips from time to time until he had recovered his high spirits. That night they bedded down under some trees. Sancho slept like a log, his stomach full of food and drink, but Don Quixote lay awake, the way a good knight should, thinking of his Dulcinea. The next morning they started out again toward a place called La Peace, where, said Don Quixote, they would find themselves up to their elbows in adventures.